In the studio with me is Dr. Jody Graves from Eastern Washington University. And good morning, Jody.
Good morning, Jim.
You have brought a group of your students here to play, five of your students to play today.
Right.
They are either seniors or graduate students.
In this case, today they are.
Yes,
that's
how about
right.
that? So
yeah.
We get to hear those who in your studio are kind of at the end of the process, is kind of too blunt a way to put it, at the full flowering
right.
of the process.
That's a wonderful way to put it.
And
right.
our first young artist is Rachel Ferry. Tell us
That's
a little
right.
bit about her.
Rachel is lovely. She's entering her senior year in piano performance, and she's also doing a degree in graphic art design.
Mm-hmm.
So she's multi-talented on every, you know, many levels, and has just completed her junior recital. So now we're beginning the work on senior recital repertoire for
mm-hmm.
next year.
And she's going to be playing some Debussy for us, his Reflections in the Water. Music of Claude Debussy, played by our first Eastern Washington guest in the studio, Rachel Ferry.
Thank you.
And that was our first pianist from Eastern Washington University, Rachel Ferry, playing music of Claude Debussy, Reflections in the Water. And I'm Jim Tevenin. In studio with me is the teacher of these students from Eastern, Dr. Jody Graves, and a lovely performance there.
Very sensitive. She's
very, very sensitive performance. Yeah. Really a delight to hear that. A delight to hear all of them. And we're going to change gears now and go back in time and hear the first movement from the D minor sonata from Opus 31 by Ludwig van Beethoven. And our performer is Soren Rima, and he's the first of our graduate students.
Correct.
Who's going to be performing.
He's a first-year graduate student, so mm-hmm. he's been doing great work and did quite well, actually, in Music Fest with this particular work and won a gold medal for the Collegiate Beethoven Sonata Division.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very good. So here we go. We're going to listen now to music of Ludwig van Beethoven, again played by our second performer from Eastern Washington University, Soren Rima. Thank you. Washington, our second Eastern Washington University performer, Soren Rima, just played music by Ludwig van Beethoven for us. That was the first movement, the Largo Allegro, from the Sonata in D minor. And Soren's joined us in the studio. Soren, thank you for playing.
Thank you for having me here.
It was really a delight to hear that piece. How much Beethoven do you play?
Beethoven's probably one of my most played composers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've played a lot of Beethoven.
Of the Beethoven pieces that you have learned, have played, is there one or are there some that leap out at you as you really feel attached to, you really identify
Definitely
with?
Definitely the Tempest, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What are your hopes for what you're going to do with your music?
I don't really know for sure at this point. Mm-hmm. I know that it's something
that's allowed.
To do music, and I want to be in the community doing things, mm-hmm. but not necessarily sure in exactly what capacity.
Yet. Sure. Well, again, very, very nicely done. And thank you for coming today. Thank you for playing the Beethoven. And best wishes as you move on into the rest of grad school.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Soren. Okay, Jody, we have coming up now Carolyn Hall, who's going to be doing some music above Franz Liszt. Introduce us to Carolyn,
oh,
please.
Oh, Carolyn. Carolyn is also entering her senior year, and she just developed such a love for the music of Liszt. And this particular piece, we kind of chose it together, but she, you know, I gave her several to choose from in this idea, and she just fell in love with it. And has a really lovely ability, to affect those beautiful melodic lines above all of the sort of transforming material mm-hmm. that Liszt is mm-hmm. very famous for. And she's also a singer, so I think that really does speak well to, you know, how she manages some of this repertoire at the piano.
All right, well, here we go. This is a piece by Franz Liszt again. It's the Song of Love, or the Love Song, depending on how you want to tweak the translation. And it's from his Poetic and Religious Harmonies collection. Right. The pianist is Carolyn Hall.
Thank you.
And our pianist was Carolyn Hall, who played that monumental piece by Franz Liszt, the love song from Harmonie Poétique et Religieuse. Lovely, lovely piece.
Well, yes, it is. Yes.
And we were saying that to play a piece like that well, mm-hmm. it's much, much, much more than a technical exercise, that it requires a real level of understanding, which can be broken down into, it's not some sort of transcendently mystical thing. Mm-hmm. It's a degree of musical maturity where you can, especially as we were saying, take care of the transitions in the piece,
right.
So that it's kind of a seamless flow from one section to another.
Absolutely. And it has, as even Liszt himself said in his master classes in Weimar, that you must never play to the technique. The technique mm-hmm. is in total service of the musical intention and delivery. And that's incredibly challenging in mm-hmm. works like that, not mm-hmm. just of his, but others too. It's a constant thing we work on. Of course, you can play the technical side of it, that's fine. But that's not very interesting, mm-hmm. I don't think. I think is how do you get to the effect of what the melodic and the intention of the transformation is.
Oh, absolutely.
Beyond that.
We move on now to a young man who I met briefly backstage at the Fox Theater. He was in the collaborative role then,
correct.
Playing for James Marshall, who was doing a viola solo. His name is Christian Garcia, and he is in the master's program at Eastern, going to be playing some music of Enrique Granados.
Correct.
Tell us a little bit about him.
Christian and I met when I was playing concerts in Bogota and Medellin last summer in Colombia, South America. And we talked, and I said, you should think about maybe coming up to the States and doing your master's up here. And lo and behold, here we are mm-hmm. after all of a lot of different arrangements. And it's very exciting to have him with us. Wonderful pianist, has significant experience both as a soloist and a collaborative artist. So
So he did his undergraduate studies in Colombia?
Yeah, in Colombia.
All right, mm-hmm. all right. Very good. And he is going to be playing for us, as I said, a piece by Enrique Granados, his Allegro de Concierto, from his Opus 46. Music of Granados, played by Christian Garcia.
Thank you.
And we just heard Cristian Garcia playing music of Enrique Granados, the concert Allegro. And Cristian is in the studio with us now. And yeah, take time to take a deep breath after that one. That is a demanding piece to play.
It is. It is.
Yeah, well done. Well done. So we were talking a little bit about you before, and don't worry, it's all good stuff that we were saying.
I hope
and
so.
that you did your undergraduate work in Colombia.
Yes,
and
in the
now you're,
National Pedagogic University in
very
Bogota.
Good. Yes. And you have spent a very busy year here. We were talking in general terms about collaborative piano work earlier. And you have been the go-to guy, it looks like, for the end of the semester at Eastern. How many different recitals, give me a ballpark figure, is fine. How many different recitals have you collaborated in?
I think about 12 to 15.
That's a lot of
music. Including solo string, flute, choir. I collaborate also for the opera rehearsals during the whole year. And also with some choirs in some high schools in Spokane, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, good for you. That's the world needs more really fine collaborative pianists because they add not just the necessary backing for the singer or the musician or the choir or what have you, but you know, bringing a dimension to it that would not be there otherwise. I'm not going to ask which one you enjoy more solo playing or collaborative playing, but do you find that one helps out the other?
Yeah, I've been doing more collaborative rather than more than solo. So solo actually it's kind of new for me.
Okay,
but the challenge of both challenge each other, both complement each other, and right now I'm enjoying all of it. I mean, all the figure of the solo pianist, the collaborative pianist.
Sure.
So that makes me, it has been a joy to doing all of it here.
Well, it's been a joy for us to listen to you play. And you got a gold medal for that piece.
Yes,
Music Fest Northwest.
Yeah,
so again, congratulations.
Well,
and
thank you very much.
Keep up the wonderful work. And we hope to have you back next time around.
Well, my pleasure. Thank you very
okay,
much.
Okay, thank you, Cristian. All right. So we are now to our final performer, Joshua Lindberg, another of your graduate students.
Yes, one of our teaching assistants.
Tell us a little bit more about
Josh. I first met Josh when he was still in high school, actually, so we won't talk about when that was. It was a while back. But he came and did a piano performance degree at Eastern in undergraduate studies and then has come back and is now finishing his graduate degree, master's degree in conducting, instrumental conducting, but has also been teaching piano classes and a collaborative pianist as well of the highest level. So, but he certainly has also been a solo pianist, and this was a piece that was near and dear to my teacher, Margie May's, heart. And when I introduced it to Josh, it became one of his. And so this will be his last time with my studio at Eastern Washington University. So we thought we would end with that today.
All right, that's wonderful. So here it is, the A major intermezzo from Opus 118 by Johannes Brahms. Our pianist is Joshua Lindberg. One of the truly lovely pieces in the whole repertory for the piano, the Intermezzo in A from Opus 118, music of Johannes Brahms, played by Joshua Lindberg, the last of our pianists here from Eastern Washington University, from the studio of Dr. Jody Graves. And Joshua, lovely performance. Thank you for that.
Thank you so much.
All right. Okay. So you are a graduate student, and I've been told that you actually are going to go out and work at this sort of thing.
Yeah, kind of. Well, I
congratulations. Tell us a little bit about that.
Thank you. I got a job at Kennewick High School teaching choir and piano. I'm
Excellent.
Really excited because that's my hometown I'm from.
Oh, okay. Okay, marvelous. That is really great. Congratulations on
Thank
that.
Thank you so much.
And congratulations for just lovely, lovely playing with this. And we wish you well and hope that you come back this way and play for us again.
I would love to.
Excellent, Joshua. We'll Thank you.
We'll do an alum program. Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be excellent.
Let's do that.
Awesome. All right, all right. All right. Ideas are just coming all over the place. Again, thank you, thank Joshua. You. And thank you, Jody, for, first of all the work that you do at Eastern, the inspiration mm-hmm. that you provide to these very fine young students, and for bringing them by.
Thank
every
you,
now
Jim.
And again.
We love being here.
Good, good. And that has been today's Piano Bench on Spokane Public Radio. We have had students from Eastern Washington University from the studio of Dr. Jody Graves, and they have done just some wonderful, wonderful playing for us. We've heard Rachel Ferry, Soren Rima, Carolyn Hall, Christian Garcia, and Joshua Lindberg.